The Sardine Deception by Leif Davidson. Translated from the Danish by Tena Nunali and Steve Murray. Chapter 1. Everyone who has a TV knew my wife. That's why the whole affair surrounding her disappearance under mysterious circumstances received a great deal of attention in the press. I was married to Charlotta and played a significant role in her beautifully staged death. But, just like in our marriage, I was only a supporting actor. Who would be interested in some obscure jurist in the Ministry of Social Affairs? One of the great myths in our society is that every person has a story to tell. But only the weekly tabloids selling happiness take that myth seriously. My unobtrusive role was nothing new. I was used to being introduced as Paul Jensen, married to the well-known TV journalist Charlotta Damsborg. Even my name invites anonymity. Charlotta used a stage name. I kept my own and lived decidedly in her shadow. As a jurist, I think that there should be order to things. A chaotic life is only for the very young, or for artists. Society only functions if we accept and obey democratically adopted laws. A marriage works on the same principles. There are certain rules and standards for interaction between people. If you follow them, everything goes more smoothly and calmly. I don't believe in great excesses. Wild gestures and a temperament that shifts from hot to cold are foreign to my nature, and to the study of law as well. I'm often accused of being old-fashioned. To that I say, a belief in order and regularity, in the necessity for continuity, isn't old-fashioned. It's plain common sense. Charlotta was just the opposite, but we had arrived at a comfortable arrangement. The affair surrounding her disappearance began in classic fashion with the visit of two police officers. Began for me, that is. The whole thing had started long before, of course. Two officers arrived, one middle-aged, the other young. There's nothing wrong with my memory. The study of law demands nothing more than a sturdy seat of the pants and a good memory. I have both, and I passed with reasonable grades. The account of what happened is as I saw it. Nothing has been left out, nothing has been added, within the limitations of the written word. None of us can escape a personal point of view, but I've tried to live up to the rule Charlotta followed as a journalist. Tell the story straight, without beating around the bush, and be fair. Digressions belong to the realm of art, she used to say. To get to the point, they rang my doorbell around 9 o'clock on a cold February evening when the last snow still lay like excrement along the curb. The kids, we have two, were asleep, and I was smoking my pipe and reading. Peace had descended on the 5-room apartment, insulated according to all the codes, where the temperature was the standard 20 degrees C. They stood knocking imaginary snow off their shoes when I opened the door.
"We are police officers. May we come in for a moment?" asked the older of the two. "It's concerning your wife."
"Come in, come in. Let me take your coats." They sat down on the sofa, just on the edge. They said yes to my offer of a cup of coffee from the thermos and complimented me on the cozy living room, where order had been restored now that the kids were in bed. A few prints, hardwood floor with a light-colored rug of pure wool, framed pictures of friends, children, and the two of us. The older man, who had introduced himself as Jorgensen, said,
"I understand you're a bachelor for the time being."
He immediately looked ill at ease. "That's right. My wife is on a leave of absence." He hesitated, so I volunteered. "Charlotta is in Spain. She's collecting material for a book about the democratization of the country." "Your wife has had an accident," said the younger man. And he continued with the same brutality on his face and in his voice.